Hello, I'm Alex Ewing, and welcome to Out of the League. The Skrill Premier season got off to an absolutely pulsating start this weekend as we were treated to 32 goals, 3 red cards. We cover our highlights of the weekend on today's show. Well, what a weekend, and there's only really one place we can start, and that was the Goal Fest at the New Lawn, where Forest Green Rovers thumped Hyde 8-0. A lot has been said during pre-season about the amount of money at Forest Green and the amount of strikers that they've brought in, and if they're really able to justify that by achieving promotion. Certainly on this performance, you'd expect them to be challenging for the title. They really sent out an early warning message to their rivals. The game, however, was clearly changed by the early sending off of Hyde's defender, Josh Brizel. And Hyde will feel disappointed that they weren't able to put up more of a fight. But they'll bounce back, and I'm sure they'll be playing the beautiful football that we saw them play last season. Another team who has showed early signs of putting a promotion bid together was Cambridge United. BT Sports were treated to an absolutely fantastic game on Sunday, which was certainly full of drama. Cambridge United fully taking advantage of Halifax being reduced to 9 players after just 22 minutes. Halifax will of course be disappointed, as before they lost those players, they looked the better team. And that was shown when Lee Gregory scored that early goal on 7 minutes, really showing a striker's instinct inside the box. However, Cambridge's new signings really gelled well and showed some composure to see off that game in such a convincing manner. We sent our senior reporter into the crowd at full-time and at half-time to catch up with some Cambridge United fans to see what they thought of the whole experience.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael McCann for Out of the League, and I'm here at the Ark Hostings Abbey Stadium for the game between Cambridge and Halifax Town. And we're here with another person here at the Abbey for the first time, Grant Warner. How are you enjoying the match day experience, Grant?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a nice atmosphere here, good community feel.
And what would you say you're particularly enjoying about your day out?
Seems pretty reasonable ticket prices. As I say, it's nice to, you know, a load of Cambridge people that aren't necessarily part of the uni and that kind of crowd. So, yeah, it's nice.
And so far, is your match day experience one that would persuade you to come back?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've got some friends who are Barnet supporters, and I support Lincoln City, so they'll all be here later in the season, so it'll be good to watch them.
So you're someone who you'd say your first time here has persuaded you to bring other people and come back more often?
Yeah, definitely. I live about 10 minutes walk away, so it's handy and it's, you know, it's a nice day out.
So does the fact that it's currently your local club appeal to you to get involved in the first place?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for living in a town and supporting the local clubs rather than the big national sides. And Cambridge, you know, it's an important city, but it doesn't have the representation of sport like Northampton in rugby or any of the London clubs in football.
And how did you hear about the game today, and what persuaded you initially to come down?
Actually, it's on a loop that I do for a run, and so I ran past the stadium and saw it was on, and I've got two young nephews under 15 each who, you know, were coming for the weekend, so I thought it would be quite a good way to spend some time in the sunshine.
You said that you felt the ticket prices were reasonable, so do you feel you're getting value for money from your matchday experience?
Yeah, definitely, especially for the, you know, two under 15-year-olds at a fiver a pop. That's good.
Thank you very much, Grant. This is Michael McCann from Out of the League. We're here with Ryan Johnson, Cambridge United fan, after that first day performance. You're looking very ecstatic, Ryan.
Yeah, it was good to get first win under the belt and whatnot. Obviously, the circumstances with them having two players sent off early on in the game, it was a bit, kind of tarnished the game a little bit, but end of the day, we got the job done with no fuss. And second in the league now, so.
What would you say about the squad that's been assembled from what you've seen?
Well, you look at it and it's more Richard Money's players this year, so it's quite good. So, I mean, you're looking at some very good players. We've got, I mean, Cunnington took his goal as well, as did Sam York. Shame Elliott went off early, but yeah, we take time to gel, but it's looking good anyway, so.
And your prediction for the season?
I'd hope we'd be able to sneak into playoffs. We'll certainly be around there, but we'll have to wait and see come Christmas time whereabouts we are.
Thank you very much. That was Ryan Johnson, 4 out of the league, with myself, Michael McCann.
So understandably, the Cambridge fans were very happy with the result, but sadly we were unable to chat to any fans from Halifax. They were absolutely fantastic in the away end, sang throughout, and nearly 300 turned up, which is particularly impressive considering the game was on TV. After the game though, we caught up with Mark Clement, to see what he made of BT Sport's first game of the season.
Well, first game of the Skrill Premier season for BT Sports. How do you think it went?
Well, I mean, just utterly phenomenal. I mean, you know, I'm standing between the two technical areas. I'm desperately trying to keep on top of the admin, you know, what's happened here and there. I mean, goodness me. 6 goals, 2 penalties, 1 miss, 2 sendings off. Just bewildering. I mean, listen, I feel very sorry for Halifax Town. Yeah. You know, they've had such a phenomenal last 4 years with those 3 promotions. They find themselves in that situation. You know, I said to Neil Aspin during the first half, how many Black Cats have you run over? Because, you know, to find himself in that situation, and then it becomes damage limitation.
Yeah.
But that's very, very difficult because, sure, you know, they're sort of ramroded aside.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we should praise Cambridge, professional job. You know, 2 debutants got a brace apiece, but of course typical striker Adam Cunnington is kicking himself for not sticking the penalty the second penalty too.
What were your views on the 2 penalties? Do you think they were penalties and red cards?
Well, listen, we've got the benefit of seeing them back in triplicate and stuff probably before the sort of penalties are taken, and yes, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Whether the rules are justified, whether a penalty should be enough, you know, we've all got our opinions on that, but in terms of legislating the rules as they are, I think you'd have to say they were
just especially the first one. They seemed to kind of ruin the game a bit there.
Exactly. And then you could say that poor Matty Glennon was sold a bit of a pup with the back pass, but he's got to go for it.
Yeah.
He's got to get stuck in.
And what are your views on the 2 teams for the rest of the season, do you think?
Well, it's interesting, and I've spent time with both Halifax and I spent time with Chester, and I think the managers know that having come on such a whirlwind rise that has got to end at some point. And I could sense the not anxiety, but I could sense the fact that they were both a little bit cautious about that when I spent time with them over the last couple of weeks. Listen, Cambridge United will think they should be in there. I gather their budget's nowhere near up with the sort of Forest Green Rovers and the Luton standards. I gather it's not even in that sort of second tier.
Yeah.
I gather they're probably in that kind of third tier of teams, but they will expect to be in there. It's a long time since Cambridge have been, you know, in the Football League.
Well, what do you think of the atmosphere as well? It's a non-league game, obviously on BT Sports. Still nearly 3,000 fans here.
Well, exactly. And you know, you've got to praise the fortitude and the endeavour and the dedication of supporters that, you know, stay the journey, stay with their club and turn in with great optimism for a new season.
Yeah.
And they hope and pray that it's going to be there.
And so you're looking forward to going off to Hyde?
I am. What I'll quite find, obviously there are a couple of games before we go there on bank holiday Monday, but it wasn't the best of starts for them, to say the least, was Alex, yesterday with the Forest Green Rovers result.
So, moving on to the 2 sides relegated into non-league, Barnet and Aldershot. We were lucky enough to get down to the Hive for the Bees' first league game at their new ground, and what a game that was. As I said on Twitter, the Chester fans have to be the best away support I've ever seen in a non-league game. A constant wall of noise. Sadly, though, the fans were unable to help their team win, as they suffered a 3-0 defeat to Barnet. The Bees were very disciplined and classy on the ball and certainly look like they're going to continue that great record they actually have under Edgar Davids. After the game, we caught up with Graham Stack, the Barnet goalkeeper, to talk about all things Barnet.
First of all, congratulations, first game out of the way. How do you think it went?
I think it went well. First 20 minutes, we got pressed quite hard with pitch, and obviously they were a team are going to come here and put us under pressure and try and make it hard for us to play, but you can only do that for so long really before, you know, your legs go a little bit. You can't press for 90 minutes, it's impossible. So for the first 20 minutes we took this thing out of the game. They were definitely the better side, but then after that I think we started to plan, and you can start to see the qualities that we've got as a team in passing the ball and getting up the pitch.
And do you think like the keeping key players from last season, is that like yourself, has been instrumental to what could be a successful season this year?
Yeah, most definitely. I think we've kept the core of the team really. Me, David Stevens, Mark Byrne, Curtis, Jake Hyde. You know, Jack Savile was here last year but didn't play a lot. You know, playing with the same fullback in Elliot. Andy Udham's now playing right back, that was here last year. Obviously, Edgar Davis played last year. So on the whole, Luke Gambin finished off the season, Kearney finished off the season. So in general, you know, the squad we've got, you know, we all know each other, there's an understanding there with 3 or 4 new additions, which have been good ones as well. So I think we're in a good position so far.
And so what was the season aim at the start? Do you think you can push on for promotion, for playoffs?
It wasn't talked about amongst the group. I think we've all individually got your own targets. Mine certainly winning the league. Others might settle. Yeah, of course I've settled. I think we'd all settle for promotion, but I'd definitely love to be sitting here with 2-3 games to go now and with being promoted. But listen, I'm by no means under any illusions it's going to be a real, real tough season, but today's a good start. It's a clean sheet, you know, with centre forward, got a couple of goals, and on the whole a good all-round performance, so very pleasing. Yeah, good.
So for a club like Barnet being back in non-league football, what does it mean to supporters and the players? Because like it's been banded about, the form that you finished the season on, you could have, when David was in charge, been 9th or 10th in the league. So it's a bit of a kick in the teeth to be down it.
Of course, disappointment in going down, most definitely. But in fairness, you know, that's been put to bed now. Unfortunately, we never stayed up. We put our heart and soul into staying up last season, but it was just too little too late. We ran out of games in the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last 7 games, we only won a couple of them, so That was probably played a role in going down. But listen, this is a new season. We've all got aspirations of getting back in the Football League for whatever reason, because of publicity, because of it brings success to the club, it brings more people through the gate, it brings bigger fixtures, it brings a lot. Obviously, the rewards there financially for the club as well. So that is certainly our aim as a club, anyway.
And you think Edgar Davids is instrumental for that to happen?
Yeah. Well, listen, he's our manager, so with everything he's achieved as a player, I think we're all well aware. It's just a case now. I mean, he wants to stamp his mark on becoming a football manager and being a very successful one, because they're the standards he set throughout his life being a player. So, I think we're all delighted he stayed, because going on results, he definitely played his part in improving the team and improving results, and you know, in the end we had a chance, and that was, you know, partly down to him as well as the players.
Yeah,
it doesn't do it single-handedly, no one does, but he motivated the team to go out there and get good performances and good results in. So,
of course, being in the press over their pre-season for wearing number one, the goalkeeper's jersey, what are your views on that? Does it bother you?
Nah, not at all. He asked me.
Yeah,
you know, he did come and ask me. You know, he said to me, you know, regarding squad numbers, you know, do I have a preference on what number I want to wear? Do I wear number one? And I said, I'll be honest, Gaff, I said, I'll wear any number. I said, it really isn't going to make me a better keeper wearing number one than it is wearing 29. It's just a number as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't mean anything to me. I said, I'll quite happily, you know, keep my number from last year. I had a good season.
Yeah.
There's no harm in keeping the same number, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
So I was more than happy to keep my same number. I then found out that he wanted to wear number one, which at the end of the day, if I'm not wearing it, anyone can wear it. So it means nothing to me. I know it's been done before. As the Ardiles have worn it before in years gone by. But look, he's trying to do something, you know, whether everyone's got their own opinion on it. You know, is it, you know, a sign of his ego, or is it something that he just feels, why not? You know, I want to be different, I want to wear number one. He's entitled to do that, he's a manager, he can do what he wants.
So you think it's a bit unfair from the Chester fans, the chant, it's all about him?
Oh, he's going to get stick.
Yeah.
He's going to get stick, but a lot of that I think is jealousy, really.
Is it the fact, you know, that his name?
Yeah, well, you go and ask every Chester fan that come here today, would they like Edgar Davids as their manager?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure 95% of them would probably turn in and go, yeah, they would. Yeah. I know their manager had a lot of success, but it's what he brings to a club, isn't it? So,
and do you think Edgar Davids has been instrumental to get these players that you've signed, like the foreign players who have come in and have been really impressive today?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't say the manager as such. The manager will play his part, but I think the actual club itself,
yeah,
like the stadium, the training facilities, being in London, and you know, the group of lads, and I think they could probably see the potential the group have got.
Yeah.
So, everyone's played their part. You know, when they came here for a week on trial, and we, you know, as players, made them feel comfortable and made them feel at home, and I think that definitely helps players have a good feel about the place.
And what does it feel like to play in the Hive at
brilliant,
last?
Yeah. Brilliant. I thought the atmosphere the Chester fans created today were brilliant. Yeah. I thought they were outstanding. Yeah, there was a few flares on the pitch, and, you know, listen, I love all that. I think that's great. I think it creates an atmosphere. I'd hate to play, you know, whether it be an away game and, you know, be, you know, be a dull affair and with no life and no support and no singing. For me, that's what football's all about.
Yeah.
It's great when you get an atmosphere behind the goal. Yeah, you get a bit of stick and you get a bit of abuse, but let's be honest, you know, it's all part and parcel of the game. I accept it, I get on with it, I enjoy it, and that's the way it should be. But I thought they were a credit to themselves today, the Chester fans. I thought they were excellent.
And do you think they could push on and do well this season? Or
it's a very early days and it's very hard to judge. People probably look at Forest Green today and think the title's wrapped up just because they'd be a high day, Neil. But listen, there's a lot of twists and turns that are going to happen throughout this season, mark my words. And we've got off to a good start, it's a solid start, and it's no more than that. There's a long way to go, but it's a good start.
Finally, on to our pick of the results, and that will probably come as a surprise to most of you. So our result of the week was Aldershot's 1-1 draw away at Grimsby. Grimsby, of course, are many people's favourites for promotion this season, and Aldershot fans have probably been treated to about as stressful a pre-season as realistically possible. With the Shots just signing players on Friday and throwing them straight into the starting lineup, they showed great determination and put on a fantastic display against the early league favourites Grimsby. With some people predicting Aldershot to go down, I personally think with strong performances like that, they will quickly make up the remaining minus 9 points and start climbing to the safety of mid-table. However, it is a long season and I'm sure Aldershot fans won't be getting too carried away yet. Well, that wraps up the first episode of the season of Out of the League. It's been a very busy summer here and we are pleased that our new website has launched and we hope that you like it. Make sure you explore outoftheleague.co.uk and tweet or email us any suggestions you have just tell us how much you like it. So tune in next week and remember, let us know what games you're going to this week and any predictions you may have. Will you beat the pro? This week we have Alan Algar against Faye Carruthers, of course a mad Luton Town fan. Who's going to win? Tweet us using the hashtags ThePro or TheContender. We look forward to seeing what you have to say.